What question have you asking yourself? Do you believe that you have a talent in you? I believe the episode will help you to discover your own potential. This episode 14 of the Transform Podcast. I'm having a multi-talented lady with me in the studio today, which I believe through way our conversation on the record of today, you discover your own potential. This episode will really help you. And I will enjoy you to sit back and listen to this episode of today of the Transform Podcast. My focus to help you to discover your own God-given potential and to give you tips on how to manifest to the glory of God. Discover your God-given potential. Get the tips on how to manifest your talent. The Transform Podcast.
You are welcome to the Transform Podcast. My name is Akele Paul. This episode 14 of the Transform Podcast. I'm having someone with me today. I'm having two people with me in the studio. I'm having Okun Savior, that's my right hand. And we're in Nundu Township, making this record for people listening to us there. And I'm having someone with me in the studio, Sister. Can I meet you?
Olani Oluwabukola.
That's nice. You are listening to this of Sister Oluwabukola Olani. She is. You like call her a multi-talented person, but she has more than a talent. More than a talent. When I mean by more than a talent, she's a fashion designer, and also she's a motivational speaker. Or let me even say that she's a transformational affecting money life possibly. So I'm having her with the studio today. I think I'm very fortunate. I'm very, very fortunate. And I'll be asking her some questions about talent. For those that listen to our Transform Podcast, and my name is Akene Paul. We'll be telling you how to discover your potential. And we'll ask her also. And I believe you all enjoy the record of today. So Sister Luabukola, please, what do you understand by talent?
Well, what I understand by talent is something in you, the gene in you, the vessels in you, the potential in you, the God-given talent in you. And this is something that is in you. And like another definition used to give a breakthrough, used to like, but I love the way she put it. And she said that it's the ability that means it means something precious, gem, hidden in the vessels, and you thereby conclude by saying the person is you. So he was telling that you're not even looking around to be finding the vessels again, that the person is you.
That's lovely. I think that's lovely and very interesting. You can hear her voice. She's a transformational speaker and she's also a fashion designer. She's so cute for women. So we heard out from her. So Sister Luabukola, without wasting the time, please, how do you discover your own talent? How do you discover your own talent? Your own potential.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For me to discover my own in a sewing aspect, well, I don't love sewing in the first place. But someone just, my family just put me, because like, go and learn it. You can do it. But I don't love sewing. But God be the glory, I got it, because before a week, a month, I begin to sew. Even amazing my boots. Wow. Have you learned this thing before? I said no. But that's why I don't have interest in it. And later, the money that I'm hearing after I chew with my boots, that one keeping me to be doing the work. Later, I discover the treasure in it. I not discover my purpose in sewing clothes. Because can you just imagine, you just call something creative, you know, and put on the woman being, and they'll be fit, they'll be jogging, and like I say, what vocal has sought for me, and this has given me so many inspirations. So I buy this, I knew this is a God potential in me.
That's lovely. I think I love that. But if I may ask, since you have been sewing, have you discovered a new thing apart from what you learn from your boss? Have you discovered another thing that you learn from your master, I mean your boss? Can you, or mystery, let me put that away, your mystery that trained you about how to sew. Have you discovered another thing apart from the one that she taught you then?
You mean on this sewing?
On your sewing, yeah.
On my sewing. You mean on that style?
On that.
Wow, that is great thing. Have this many things because God has helped me to bring the many creativity into this my fashion. Before, when I was my boss, as a specialized on native, most times she don't sew the English way. But when I stand on my own, I started bring something. I will sew suits, I will sew ready made, I will sew gown. I'm giving to people that work in the office, and I discovered this myself, not anybody that trained me. with that, and this has been helping me. People will be saying that I'm sorry for my friend.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
Wow,
that's lovely. Is there something in the previous Transformer podcast I made people to understand that until you take a step, sometimes you may not know that you have something in you. Now, like you said earlier, that your parents put you that you go and learn his interest, learn a fashion designer, and later you find joy in it and you discover many things about it. Yes, that's how to something. Either people put you, or you personally discover it, that you can do these things. That is the two ways I discover now through your conversation,
yes,
that how to discover our talent.
Exactly.
It's not until someone or we ourselves discover it. Someone can help us to discover it, right?
Sure.
Wow, that's lovely. I think I love that. I love that. But apart from sewing, you're sewing something, or you're a fashion designer, is there any other talent that you discover that, no, Luabukola, this is my talent. This is my talent. I love it. I need the talent. And whenever you do it, and people will know that, this one is talented.
One thing again that I discover about myself, and not me that people discover, is somebody that pushed me again. Find her name, because anytime I talk, he's like, wow, you are speaking this. I just said, you can do it. And someone now push me to teach one day. Hey, keep you simple, Bukolad. I said, God, can I do it? And later I discovered that there's something in me that was so hidden for me to speak, and people would be getting motivated. Like, to be a teacher, teaching people how to do this thing, you can do this thing. If even what I don't, at first I will talk, I will just imagine. If this cannot be you, Olua Bukolad, it's going to be another person in you. So I know that apart from sewing, I'm here so I can speak by God's grace. And by another thing that wants to bring me down, that wants to fall my head in the first place, is the fear of people, maybe they will love it. And I want you to understand too, that the fear, anything you fear to do that thing, you will overcome the fear. Because when I'm just sharing that me, I cannot tell me, But when I just face the crown, I say, this is how, and you see, I have the courage, I have the boldness, I have so many things. So thank God that when you fear, you can discover your talent. And another thing I can say about talent is that you dream big, it will help your talent. There is no how, if you don't trade with your talent, you cannot have more. And even in the Bible, it's even wrote there that when Jesus was talking to the people that, and you are a selfish person, I give you, don't trade with it. That reason, even basically looking at around us, when you go to the market, you purchase some goods, sell it, you have more gain, you sell it, you have more gain. So when you are trading, you will be discover others' talents.
Wow. I ask something talking about your talent should be able to enslave you. It means enslaving you is that when you are using it, it's something that you cherish most. It's like it's the one pushing you. You must do it. That's lovely. You have been listening to the voice of Solua Bukola Olania. She's a multi-talented person, like I said earlier. She's a fashion designer, and also she's a motivational speaker, or let me say a transformational speaker. And the Transformer Podcast, all the way, the listener of the podcast, all the way from Nigeria, on Ondo State, and I'm in Ondo Township now with Sister Olua Bukola Olania. So, Sister Olua Bukola, you have been talking since, and I love it. How you? But before people started telling you that you can speak, I feel for once, sit down and think within you that, yeah, maybe what can I do with my life? What can I do? As I know before that you are already born again, or you know Christ, have you ever sat down one day and said, what can I do with my life? Will I be living life like this? Have you ever asked yourself that kind of question before?
Yeah, so many times it's happening always. Like my own temperament, as in we need another people's vision to go for what we like. That is the witnesses of my own temperament. And since I've known that is, people need to push me before I will push myself. And when I not get to the place, I just say, me do all this thing, and it's not be amazing. So I think of that very well. Even many times, I just say, how can I do this thing? How go with life? How can I handle all this thing? You know, the burden of life, all my believing, all my fear, I'm a fearful person that I don't have the boldness, the courage, anything. Until when I got born again and the Lord strengthened all my weaknesses and turned them into strength through the Holy Spirit.
So that means you always sat down and said, what can I do with my life?
In fact, I don't even have any vision for myself, because many people are even thought that they are this, they are that. I'm just saying, Bukola, you are just on earth for anything. Because I don't know that I have anything in me that can work out for good.
Oh, wow. But there's something that you said I love so much. You mentioned something about temperament. Does it mean that we need to know our temperament sometimes? Will that help us in discovering our talent, knowing our temperament first? I don't understand. You said something about that.
There is, I mentioned something about temperament. It's the temperament that I found myself in, that we use other people's features to live. They just have to push us, do this thing, or you can do it. It's not like I'm a phlegmatic, because I know that I can sit down and be very easy and comfortable with life. So it's either we live for God, we not only we don't live. Watch me that do this thing. I see people at the top, I say, wow, and these people that are speaking there, they are cutting clothes, they are doing great things. Me too, I can do it though. And I say, but you so you can do it, go and do it though. And they will not push me, I'll push myself. And all these my witnesses, God used them as my whole strength now, because I'm in Christ now, all things have passed away.
Wow. I'm trying to put something down these days. I call, though I'm going to make it a record for people out there to listen to it. I said, your influence versus your talent. Inferiority complex versus your talent. Because I discovered most things that keep from people, not that they don't know their talent, they knew their talent, but the fear of, what will people think about me when I do these things? We need
or
to.
Oh, when you make the mistake,
good.
Yes. That one will not just bring everything up. As mistake make us to be fall our spirit and even bring things down in us. But we should not look take. Yeah, you can share with your money and don't need to shut it down. You will still have to renew yourself in the Lord and start up again. Tell yourself, I can do it because I'm born to be a winner.
Wow, we're winner. And that will take me back to the story or the talent or the part of the talent about Jesus Christ in the Bible. He made mention of something that he gave a man like back on the journey, a master, and he called his three servants, and he gave one 5 talents, another one 2 talents, and the third one 1 talent, and then back on the journey. And the Bible said immediately the first one embarked on a trading, and he started using that 10 and a 5 to 3, and he gave more 5. Now, like you said, that hey, look, I don't bother anything. And plenty people out there listening to the podcast, some people don't really know that this is what I have in them, that this is my talent, this is my area, that this is my ability, and it's every man. Now, to you, now, how can it end? Now, I ask a question that I feel for once sat down and think that, Ulabukola, am I born to do something? Or I'm just going to enjoy myself and die and go back, and that is all. And people out there, they didn't know their talent. How can you tell people out there that listen to the podcast now that probably they don't know their talent, and how can they discover their own potential in them? What can tell them?
That is very, very you that can do it for yourself. Been a great privilege for you to be here. This adding me that I've had the opportunity to listen to this, thou has even helped me to work on myself before. And for you to be listening now, work on yourself, you will discover yours. First, what you do with easy some that do not give you stress. When you do it, even maybe you have not been given the grace to do it in the front of people to celebrate, you forget about the celebration for now, but you be your closest, maybe you just imagine that you don't know people crying, and that has been the pattern in you that God can be giving you the grace to comfort. So maybe you see the road that is so rough in Nigeria, maybe you see anything, maybe your own abroad, you see people begging around, and you almost check and say, that can be yours. Just check your life very well. Anything that just pains you when people fail hurt, that shows that you can bring the champion through that people failure.
That's lovely. You have been listening to the Transformer Podcast for some minutes ago, not even 40 minutes. We have been on this studio, the Transformer Podcast. Like I said earlier, I'm the host, by the grace of God. I'm my name is Akelepo, and I have a sister Oluwapokola Olaleye with me in the studio. And says, and she'll be giving us something she understand about talent. Now, Sister Oluwapokola, without asking you a question at all, what can you tell people out there about talent? Personally, now, without asking a question, what can you say? What can you say? Because people are listening to us. So,
all right, if you ask me to say something from anything, then I know earlier I said to talk is my hobby and it's all God has deposited in your life. I've said many things about talent, but mind you, when you discover your talent, when you work on your talent, or when people push you and you just there is one thing that keeps you at this your talent. That something keep you and nothing keep you than less than you having God in your life. And there is something that Jesus teaches about having talent.
Yeah.
He said the talented must be the servant.
Wow.
if you have something in your life, yes, and you are not ready to be a servant, you cannot really be the master. Because like, is it me that people talk when I tell people it's worthy? There is a pride. Make sure that you humble yourself and ready to be a servant. A servant is always arise to be a winner.
Wow, that's lovely. That's lovely. And that reminds me, you make something about maybe a servant, whatever Jesus can talk to me, talk about all else in the scripture. Yeah. I remember someone, she's a auto mechanic, and on a graduation day, we were talking to one of the apprentice. And I said, I'm not wish to teach you, but because people just say I should have an apprentice, that's why. And I said something within me, that is that a talent? Something within you. I come across a brother some time ago, having a Transformers Summit there, and I bring him a flyers. So I said, please, can you help me hold it? I want to see someone around. I'm coming back, I collect something. He already spoiled it with written. And I said, what you wrote there? And I saw something there, I'm gonna sing, but I don't know what they're singing about. People sing about money, something about women. And I said, are you a rapper? He said, yes, I'm a rapper. Have you been a singer? I said, wow, you're a singer. That's a good talent.
Wow.
And he said, but I don't want to sing to everybody. I want to sing to my family. I said, no, this is limited. This is not a talent. Your talent must be unlimited. Good of you. God bless you. Now, and I see people there with what Star Lord gonna be saying, fear. What people will say, fear can destroy talent.
Yes.
Because your talent, normally, your talent is not for you. It's not for you, for people out there.
Yes.
Because the people are out there that need it.
Yes, because something happened in the book of Isaiah.
Good.
He anointed the Isaiah not because of himself, because for you to break the yoke, to do this thing, that's special. Anything that is in you is never for you. When you limit that for yourself, you can never grow.
Wow, yes. I think I love that. It's very, very interesting. I love that word. Yeah, I love that one. You never grew. Because I have some doubt about this enhancement, alignment, about talent. And one of it is you have it in you. You, like me now, before I discover my own personal talent, that I love talking to people. And when things are not going right, I don't love it. I think, thank God, I have my right hand here. You know what I already do in the office? Sometimes we call up all of them, I will begin. Thank God, glory be to God now. Most of that is called talent. I think he released his own track, singing maybe 3 days ago now. It's gonna be saved. He released a track. So, I cherish the most. I don't limit it to myself. That maybe I know it, I'll be looking. No, I only have a passion to talk to people, transform their lives. And that was, I think that's a talent. If I only would do me, it's not a talent. Until when you started using it. That's why people are there, listen to the podcast. You have learned a little about how to discover your talent, but it's not a little. If I want to say it's not a little, I need to discover your potential.
Even this, our world will be a better place.
Wow.
With governments, we can do. Without, we can do. Even the governments can help us with their own potential.
Wow.
It's because what they have in them, they love to govern people, to bring many things to people, as in they are care about people. Oh. They will go for this, they will go for that, vote for me, I will do this. It's because it's in them. So even we to not involve in that, we have so many things that we can do. There is mentality, like proper saying that he talks to people, that he correct them. Always happens to me when I'm an apprentice. When they just do anything, we just bring them. It's not about fashion. It's not the way you should ask. Let me teach you. This is okay, because it's in me, and this has been something about me.
Oh, that's lovely. I think I love that. It's very, very interesting. So Now, I would like to put an end to this record of today. But before we out of the studio, I know personally, I've asked before, I'm having a co-savior with me in the studio, like I said. It's two people, a lady and a brother with me in the studio. I'm not the only one today. I think I'm very happy. I said in the previous episode, like I said, on episode 14, I'm very happy to have someone with me in the studio. I'm only one always recording. But today was very wonderful. I love it. Having someone with me in the studio, having Solua Bukola, a multi-talented sister, and a Nodo Township. Here! With we have many talented people out there. You don't sit down and look at yourself. There's something you love doing. You love it. Sit down, you find yourself. You have seen some people clapping sometimes and say, like Oko said, we say, he's talking to the studio, do anybody will not hear a voice and his voice. He says something sometimes, you can say, but I'm the bro, I don't have a voice. I say, no, your voice is not your problem. But now, when he reads the track, he know that it's not really the voice. What you need, you take a step.
And they say, that. I sharp your hearts boldly.
Wow, that's lovely. Yes, you're right.
Yes, so if you want to bring the sharp your heart, you just have to heart boldly. I can do it. Boldly.
So, that's lovely. So, it's all over color. People are listening out there. Are people home and abroad listening to the podcast all over? And thank God we'll be still having interest in the podcast. That's why we need to make it ready. What we're doing now is what we're talented about. We are passionate for people to discover themselves. So that will be this one, like you said, this one will be a better place for all. Yes, in my episode 13, I said, make this world a better place for people. That is by discovering your talent. I know how many by the grace of God have affected their lives. Those lives will never be wasted because they will use it, they will spend their life in a way that God will love. So, it's Mr. Bukola, before we out of the studio, what can you briefly tell people out there about talent and anything?
All I can say to people is that the potential we are talking about is something that is only God that can bring it out of you, because he's the one that put it in you. We cannot talk about talent and exclude God. He's the one that put it there. In case maybe your whole life is over, me, can I do anything? There is many things you can be. Maybe you can just imagine, let me just bring and don't just build a company for people and be manufacturing this thing there. There is somebody that can back you up more than your expectation. It's not any other person but Jesus through the Holy Spirit and through the help of the Lord. So we cannot talk about talent and being not revenous to God, because it's a God that gives to any man according to his own desire and grace for us. So
that's lovely.
So when you just about your talents, that just utilize it, trade with it, do many good things about it, being a champion in it, don't allow fear to bring you down anymore. And moreover, I want to remind you of this, that you should add the champion in you to come out.
Wow,
so
that's lovely.
God help us.
Oh, God bless you. For some minutes now, we're having Mr. Solua Bukola with me in the studio. And we are going to put an end to the record of today. Like I said earlier, I did the Transformer Podcast. And our focus is to help you to discover your God-given potential and to give you tips on how to manifest to the glory of God. Until next we meet on this same podcast, on this same studio. Like I said, I have a co-savior with you. God bless you, it's my right hand. So till now we meet again, I will say, be renewed and be transformed. God bless you.